Under the most recent version of the bill, people who test positive for the first time could enroll in an addiction treatment program and still receive their benefits during that time. The drug testing would also go through a one-year trial period before being made permanent statewide. But former social worker and Democratic Representative Marsha Hovey Wright says the bill is still flawed.
I don't think there's enough understanding on the other side of people with addictions and, you know, what's their course.
Democrats unsuccessfully tried to add several amendments to the bill. Among other things, they would have exempted medical marijuana patients and seniors from the penalties. Supporters of the plan say the government should not be paying for people's drug habits. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.